Hey, TWIP listeners, you may have noticed that this week's episode is a little bit late, but I have a good excuse. I was invited down to San Juan, Puerto Rico, actually Old San Juan in Puerto Rico, to hang out with Gary Martin and Rob Grimm, the co-founders of RGGEDU.com. an educational site. We were down there, and it wasn't just us. It was actually a large number of photographers. I don't remember exactly how many, but I think it was maybe 20 or something. But we were down there taking photos, and they had given assignments to these photographers to go out and do stories, little vignette stories about how the hurricane or just life on Puerto Rico or in Puerto Rico is right now, to kind of shed some light on that for the rest of the world. And they asked me to come down to record some podcasts with them, as well as do some photography. So that's what I did. And we spent several days interviewing a bunch of photographers, hanging out with those photographers at night, having dinner, drinking, and just otherwise enjoying that beautiful, beautiful island. And it turns out that the RGGEDU crew is amazing. These are some of the most professional people that I've ever met. They work hard, they play hard, and they are just really good people to hang out with. So a huge thank you to the RGG team, Emily, Rob, even you, Gary, for inviting me along to hang out with you guys down there. We had a blast. I literally just got back onto the mainland in California, actually last night. So I'm recording and editing this podcast now to get it out as soon as possible. So that's what's going down. That's what went down. If you want to go check out RGGEDU, obviously you can head over to RGGEDU.com, check out some of their tutorials. But in this interview, I wanted to dive a little bit deeper and get an idea of what their site was and how it's positioned against, say, lynda.com or flern.com or Creative Live or even masterclass.com. And I think I got to the bottom of it. So give this a listen. And, you know, here's a little fun introduction from the co-founders of RGGEDU themselves.
RGGEDU.com.
This is TWIP. I'm here with the powerhouse behind the educational behemoth, also known as RGGEDU.com.
I'm the power and you're the house.
You guys are the 1-2 punch.
I thought you were the behemoth and I was the education.
There's a left hand and a right hand. Who's the left hand? Who's the right hand?
I'm the backhand for sure.
Oh, there's no question.
And Rob's actually just two left hands.
So that's good. So I'm glad you guys are down for doing TWIP. I have a lot of questions for you. I've wanted to chat with you guys for a while about just what you've built, why you built it, where is it going, where has it been, how'd you guys meet, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you guys are co-founders
of
the company. Rob, why don't you introduce yourself first?
Sure. I'm Rob Grimm. I've been a commercial photographer for pushing 30 years, which is a little bit of time, working in the food and beverage world. And ran studios in St. Louis and Chicago. I worked basically kind of all over the world with my client base, and loved it. The world of commercial photography has absolutely been amazing for me.
Fantastic.
It's just been who I am from kind of day one.
Nice.
Which is cool.
Nice. And now you're hooked up with this guy, Gary.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
Who, you know, I'm really good at drinking booze. So we instantly.
Actually, I'm pretty good at it too.
Yeah. You think
for,
you are.
For a skinny guy, I'm all right. Yeah, you think you are.
You can definitely. Gary Martin, and co-founder with Rob on RGGEDU, which stands for Rob and Gary's Great Education. com.
Does it really?
Yeah.
No. I was going to ask that. That was my number one question. What does it stand for?
Yes, it does, Rob.
We've turned it into that. It was born from the photo studio, which was RGG Photo. So one of the things that's cool about our company is that we were born from a commercial studio. We come with chops. We didn't just create something. Mm-hmm. But we've joked that it's Rob and Gary's Great Education because that's what it is. It's it awesomeness.
Is. It is.
It's all
it
kinds
is
really of cool. Awesome.
You guys have a unique approach to how you approach education. And yeah. I know there's lots of changes coming. We can talk about that if you guys are able to. But why don't you talk about that, the lineage of how you went from the world of commercial photography and into education and why? You know, you want to start with?
Sure. Well, for me personally, I think I always had an interest in education. I come from a long line of educators. My father was honestly just amazing. He was an unbelievable educator. And when Gary and I were working together at RGG Photo, Gary really pushed hard for education.
Hey, quiet down. We're doing a podcast in here.
God.
You know, that's a much better way to handle it. Yeah.
We are in Puerto Rico, ladies and gentlemen.
They stopped.
They did.
Quiet down.
It did work.
You asked nicely.
That was nice.
Until somebody lobs a stick of dynamite up here.
Or a dead pigeon or something's going to come through that window.
Yeah, that sounds like dinner.
That's funny. All right, where was I? You got to quiet them down.
You're telling us about how awesome
yeah.
you are.
No. Yeah, yeah, no. So Gary really started pushing the idea of doing education, and we started hooking up with companies like FLEARN and F-Stoppers and teaching workshops and going on Creative Live. And throughout that process, Gary and I kept talking about the fact that they were missing the boat on a lot of things. While they're great platforms in many ways, I think Gary and I had a very clear vision of a better way to do it. One that really made a better connection to the instructor yep. and the students. Mm-hmm. Something that really kind of crossed the line or merged the idea of documentary and tutorial. It's a how-to, but it's also a why. Why does that person create? How do they create? What is it about that person that is so driving that they have to do this? And we want an understanding of their life.
Yeah.
So a lot of the ways we've set this up, and particularly Gary driving the idea of shooting these like a live action film. I mean, we script everything in terms of building a curriculum. We sit down with photographers and understand what's in their wheelhouse, and then help them put that into kind of a curriculum that turns into our shot list. Mm-hmm. So we think about the way people are going to learn before we ever roll the cameras.
So you guys are breaking out from that whole idea of, hi, I'm John Doe, and I'm going to teach you about luminosity yeah. masking.
Yeah.
Let's go to the screencast.
It's very much the simplest way that I put it to people is, imagine if David Lynch were to shoot Lynda.com. Like, that's what we want it to be.
You're
as
bringing
entertaining. And there, I mean, there's something about the aesthetics of like great cinematography that you want to keep watching. Mm-hmm. So if it's not shot well and it doesn't sound well, you're less likely to want to go through, you know, long training. Some of our projects end up being 15, 20 hours long in the earlier days, and they're right around 10 hours now. But if it's not eye candy on screen, then why watch it? So mm-hmm. And most people don't do that because shooting film, shooting a movie is incredibly difficult and incredibly time consuming. And it takes an army of talented people for it to come together. Like with photography, it's one person, one camera, you can accomplish a lot, but with, you know, moving pictures with audio as well, to do that and to deliver something that is of top quality, it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
And that expense, you have to translate down to the end consumer, right? Yeah. Which means your products are slightly more expensive than other people, right? Yeah. How do you manage that? And that perception, well, you know, I want to learn A, B, and C. I could go spend X dollars with RGG EDU, or I could go over to, you know, other company and spend less.
There's only two ways to really manage that in terms of getting that message out. Either people have to be turned on by the trailers and the teasers and the promotional pieces that we put out so that they have that understanding of the quality, or word of mouth. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to convince them. I mean, they have to see our stuff. I think Gary and I have been the perfect marriage of understanding the motion side and the still side. Gary comes from a background of doing documentary films, traveling all over the world, figuring out how to get in and out of places and make stuff happen.
Nice. It's also the perfect marriage because I'm one hell of a cuddler.
I've
never not cuddled you when you needed it.
You are a giant teddy bear, and I love to cuddle you.
I know.
And I can say that right here, right now. I love to cuddle with you.
TWIP listeners, you see how this happens? They're going to be spooning on the table in a minute.
This is our first beer of the day.
I know. Let's get more and get going faster.
These little tiny 10-ounce power beers.
I know. They're really...
Yeah, they're a fistful of dollars right there. And we need this.
Yeah,
right?
We do.
Because it is hot here.
It is hotter than anything.
Humid. You could drink the air.
Bolas.
You could drink the air.
I've got a cup of water in my pants right now. Just sloshing around.
You sure that's water?
What else could it be, Rob?
All the things you're sweating out.
Oh, God. That's not water.
Toxins. All right. It's toxic stuff.
I'm putting this train back on the tracks.
Okay, so the other component of this that, you know, the documentary film style, kind of married with the idea, and I think this is a huge differentiator for us to anybody that's out there, is that we feel it's really important that the quality of the content we create equals that of the artist that we profile. Mm-hmm. You know, we're profiling professional photographers, people who are living and breathing and making a living, creating images for some of the biggest clients in the world. We cannot just do some crappy thing where we turn on a couple of cameras, let it run, and then stick it up on YouTube 4.5 minutes later and say, okay, here it is.
Yeah.
That's not their level.
Yeah.
And we need to be on that level all the time because that's what commercial photography is.
And Gary, why do you feel you guys need to be at that level if the baseline in the education or the online education world is set by, let's say, Alinda.com.
Yeah.
They kind of set the standard a while back that, hey, face on camera, screencast, face on camera, goodbye.
Yeah.
Right? Why are you moving in the direction of, let's make it cinematic, let's put effort and money into this thing?
I mean, ultimately, it's art. And anything, I've always liked the quote, anything worth doing is worth doing well. Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that it's a challenge for us to come together to create something that you're proud of. So, you know, I think the byproduct of that people really enjoy. But, you know, since day one, you know, we all came together and said, we want to make stuff that we want to learn from. And I think this goes back to when I was living in Eastern Europe and I was just getting into photography. Mm-hmm. And this is back, I had just gotten my white MacBook. That was my first computer right out of college.
Yeah.
So I had the white MacBook. I had just joined the Peace Corps. So I'm living in Eastern Europe. I have a little point-and-shoot camera, and this Apple computer like opened up creativity to me in like weird ways. Like iPhoto, for whatever reason, was like, oh, this is great. I'm gonna get more into photography. So living there, trying to figure out more about how to learn photography was incredibly frustrating because at the time there wasn't a lot of resources out there, mm-hmm. and specifically with filmmaking, I wanted to get into filmmaking as well because there was a crazy story of Moldova and whether life was better in the Soviet Union. I kept hearing this common denominator of life was better during the Soviet Union. As a Westerner, you know, we're taught to like, you know, the Soviet Union is completely bad.
Yeah.
But at the time, Moldova was still Europe's only communist country. So I remember one night after a lot of beers, myself and another person decided to make a film about that.
Imagine that there was beer involved with this.
Of course, yeah. I'm seeing a trend here.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. You have a problem, Rob.
I have a whole bunch. One to my left. But
say that about Frederick?
Yeah, he's not to my left.
Well, technically. Eventually. Planets around.
You're also two rights.
So then we ended up embarking on this 2-year journey of making the film and launching it. And I had fell in love with filmmaking at that point. And then I had also had this frustration about online education. And I was also fresh out of college, which I hated my degree. I loved the university. I went to the University of Denver. I ended up getting a degree in finance. But, you know, 2 years into it, I was like, you know, I don't want a degree in finance, but I don't want to pay another 40 grand because now I have to change my major again. So I just stuck it out. It was incredibly useful to get a business degree. Don't get me wrong. But I would have much preferred to have focused on something that I loved and was passionate about, like something with art.
Mm-hmm.
So just having that frustration and then coming back from, you know, the Peace Corps, it was always in the back of my mind of there should be a better way that's way more affordable than spending 40 grand to learn photography.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of how I hooked up with Rob, started doing, you know, whether it was digital teching or helping to produce stuff. I was working with a lot of different photographers in town. Then at the time, I was also working with Apple. And then I was almost about to take a job in Cupertino and would move my whole family to California. And then it just so happened that Rob's studio manager quit, and we just saw this huge opportunity of we could probably end up making something awesome. And then, you know, a year and a half later, EDU was born.
And that was kind of the fork in the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I think it's really interesting because, I think you look at how a lot of businesses run and the partnerships that they have. And I think that we've got really something unique in Having history and kind of roots and understanding of the commercial business, and also having kind of power and wisdom and youth and understanding how that could be leveraged in a new way. And I don't know, I'm very proud of what Gary and I have built. I think it's a very unique company. While it's not unique in that, you know, there are other tutorial companies out there, there's no question. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm totally biased, but I just feel like we've done something that is really unique because it is an extension of who both Gary and I are as artists.
Yeah.
You know, our business is our art. And we've stayed true to that the whole time, whether we've kind of merged from doing the commercial work into this. We're still making art. Yeah. But it happens to be art about teaching how to be artists.
And it's funny you guys mentioned Apple, right? Because I can feel some of the DNA of an Apple type experience in the way that you guys present the company.
About half of our employees came from Apple.
Okay.
Like, so when I left, I kept just bringing people over. I was just like, you're way more talented than this.
How big is RGG EDU? Like, how many employees are you guys rocking right now? And
there's 16 of us, and then there's a variety of part-time, those are full-time people, and there's a variety of I guess part-time contractors that we use. You know, we outsource anything from camera ops to digital techs to PAs, and we have them all over the world, actually. So depending on where we go, we have kind of built this network of people that kind of know our style and help us shoot or produce something in an area that we don't know how to produce in.
Yeah. But our core is 16 people. 16. Back in the
rock stars, office. Basically. Right?
Yeah, actually, I think that we're very fortunate in the people we've hired.
Yeah.
We've been able to hire people.
Present company accepted.
Yeah, except for these chuckleheads, you know, trying to figure out batteries.
You know, one of our most recent hires was someone that we kind of got to know on a podcast that at the time of recording this isn't even out yet, and that's Emily, and she ended up joining forces with us and actually moved to Missouri without ever visiting the Midwest. She moved from California a few months ago.
Wow. That's how awesome our company is.
That's a leap of faith. That's a leap of faith. But she's probably thinking, you know what? There's an airport right there.
And same thing with Matt. Matt was originally, he's running our audio board right now. He was first a customer of ours, and we met him after a giveaway we did. And he, I think, realized we were in St. Louis, and we realized he was close enough to come by to pick up a custom Tim Tatter hat, I think it was. And started following him online, and then like 8-9 months later, I was like, this guy's producing a lot of great stuff. Let's bring him on board. Yeah. You know,
nice. Our staff is equally as passionate about what they do as we are, and they want to work, and they want to come to the studio and produce amazing content.
That's fantastic.
And you know what's great about it is that they keep pushing Gary and I. They're like, no, let's try this. So it's up to us to kind of know where we need to put the brakes on it, but for the most part, we've got a crew that is actually really good about helping to push us, which
is... If I ever put the brakes on anything, Rob, it's gas or nothing.
Especially in a school zone.
Yes.
What about competition? Like, who's... Like, we were talking when we started.
Do we have any?
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, we do. Definitely. Of course we do.
So, I think the biggest comment that I see... is definitely, you could learn this for free on YouTube for free.
Sure.
So I think YouTube, in many ways, is our biggest competitor. But if you really spend either a minute talking with me or just a minute hearing from other people about just the sheer comprehensiveness and volume of one project that you get from ours, I mean, it's the equivalent of semesters worth of classes or years of assisting someone.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the fact that you can and this is what I hated about college. You can never really rewatch anything. You had to rely on your notes. Mm-hmm. I was always leaving there. Like, I would, you know, take audio recordings of classes. At one point, I was actually filming my classes just to rewatch them. And I was just like, is it better? Like, maybe it's just me. That's just not how I like to learn. Mm-hmm. I've always been more of a video learner, and I have to repeat things because I'm definitely not going to comprehend it the first time as much as I, you know.
You're barely going
to
comprehend it.
Speak to that a little bit. The evolution of the education space, because I don't know if you guys know, but I was the chairman of the board at Brooks Institute.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those guys?
Yeah.
Very well.
That I was the chairman that oversaw the demise and the shutdown of Brooks Institute because of folks like you.
Really?
Yeah.
We brought you down.
No, well, it was just, you know, it was mainly YouTube, basically what you're saying.
Right.
You know, YouTube and online education and the fact that those kinds of brick and mortar schools are not cheap in any respect, you know, in terms of relocation and tuition and yada, yada, yada. So it makes more sense to learn the way that you guys are putting education out there. Do you guys still see brick and mortar schools, the ones that are left, as threats to you?
No, not at all. I think that they're too cost prohibitive. You know, Gary's right. If you go onto YouTube, you can learn just about anything. Now, I don't think you're going to find it in a very comprehensive fashion. It's a lot of tidbits. It's a lot of little clips. It's all these little pieces where our stuff is a curated curriculum, and you're going to really understand how to learn about this particular process and then how to go execute that process yourself. So that's a shift. I think what's out there in terms of traditional education, universities, or you know what was Brooks or RISD or you name it, Rochester, that stuff, I don't know. I personally, we want to disrupt that. It seems crazy to spend that kind of money on that kind of education. But I will tell you, there's a flip side, and I know for myself and a lot of the instructors that we bring on board, it's not always easy to say to yourself, okay, I am going to put my heart and soul into this. I'm going to put a ton of information. I'm going to teach you everything that I do with beer, and I'm going to sell it for $300. Because I'm honestly, I'm going to shave 5 years off of your life.
Yeah.
If you want to be a beverage shooter, I'll give you everything I got, and I'm going to take time off of your life. For $300, I feel like I should charge you $300,000 per person because it's saving you an enormous amount of time. But, you know, what we do has the ability to really reach a lot of people. And it has the ability to affect, at least I hope, and this is the driver for me. I want to change the business. I want to change the course of the business. I want to elevate everybody's game. I want us to compete on a different level than just who's got the lowest price.
Yeah.
You know, it should be about eye and composition and
sense of
style. You want
to change the perception of what education should cost. I mean, you guys, let's
Completely.
We've been talking about cost. What's the average cost of a tutorial on RGG?
I don't know. Average cost, it varies. I think that maybe the cheapest we've ever been able to make one that's probably just post-production is around 10 to 15, and those are just hard costs of like.
Are you talking about cost to make or cost that we sell?
No, cost, the retail price.
We started at $299 because that's what we valued it at. And then throughout the years, we just a lot of customer feedback. We were learning that we were missing a huge market in the rest of the world because the exchange rate is so expensive. So if you're living in the majority of the world, the dollar is super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So at $299, you know, a lot of people are, that's what essentially what we make in a month or a couple of weeks or whatever it might be.
And they can't do it.
So we started coming out with post-production projects that were at $129 and noticed that the quantity of them and just the amount of people that were willing to spend that amount of money was tenfold versus $299. So by the time this airs, we'll have a complete new website and a whole new pricing structure.
And we're still the most expensive tutorial company out there. And I think we should be in many ways because we put way more in our productions than anybody else by far. Masterclass is close.
Walmart jewelry counter versus Tiffany's.
Right. Yeah, but you know, it's hard to convince people to buy Tiffany's. You know, I mean, it's a brand that has history and story and polish.
Let's talk about the arrangements that you guys have with the photographers. You bring on some rock star top level talent to create these tutorials and produce them with. How does that arrangement work with these guys? Are they work for hire? Are they contracting? How does it? What's
so
that arrangement?
They get cut in on a percentage forever. So as long as it's selling, they basically own part. They own that content with us.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we're able to sell it, they get a check every single month.
In
perpetuity.
Like
so as long as we go, they go. You know, they continue to make money from us, which over the life of something can be a nice little boost for those
guys.
So
they create more and more tutorials, and it just sort of accumulates.
But, you know, again, we're getting some of these rock star talents because they understand the value of wanting to change the direction of the business. Mm-hmm. And a lot of photographers look at it as a legacy piece. They really want people to understand the way they think, the way that they make images, the why behind how they make images, and that's important to them. You know.
Yeah.
You kind of can't underestimate the power of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Quality. I like that. I'm sensing that theme of quality and keeping things, you know, not racing to the bottom, right?
Yeah.
No, I think we're anything but a race to the bottom. Yeah. We've never, yeah. Oh God, yeah. We could do things a lot cheaper. We put an enormous amount of money into our productions
because
we put
months.
We put months into it. You know,
yeah. It sucks seeing these platforms pop up that are. They have nothing to do on the production, but they've created this marketplace. Mm-hmm. I won't name names, but it's now this marketplace where anyone can submit their content, and you know everything is. $4.95.
Yeah, it's insanity.
It's like $4.95 for this class. And it's like, yeah. Oh, clearly you guys have a huge investment to pay back from whatever VC money you raised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, geez, thanks a lot.
There's always going to be a market for different levels. All right, so let's wrap it up. So we are, like I said at the beginning, we're in...
Wait, what? It's over?
We're in old... Yeah. I'm clear, concise, and
My pants are still
you
on.
You can learn from this.
You don't like to talk much, do you? What kind of podcaster does not like to talk?
I hate talking. We're in Puerto Rico. Old San Juan is great, beautiful old inn that we're in. It's magical. It's kind of a magical place. Why are we here? Hey, what's this about? What's this? And you guys do this every year. What's the purpose of this trip?
I've always, from a young age, loved bringing people together. That usually turns into the form of some sort of party. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why we started throwing parties in New York at PPE, because it was like we'd go to these events. I was never really thrilled with what happened at night. It was always just like very corporate, bland parties. And I was like, Rob, let's throw a party. Like, let's throw a party a party that we'd want to go to that people would leave being like, whoa, what the hell was that? And why was I there? And like, what? Why would they pay for that? And
please,
like,
tell me no one took photos of me.
Yeah.
No, we brought in people to take photos.
Photo booths.
The first one, we had like three different photo booths. Yeah. Like, there were pictures everywhere. It's crazy.
So we started, and we've thrown a bunch of parties at like WPPI and PPE, and it's a great time to have a lot of face-to-faces with a lot of people we follow on, you know, Facebook or Instagram or whatever it might be. And a lot of our, you know, people that we work with are there. And it's always good to invite our community out and meet the people that are buying our tutorials. So some might say it's a complete waste of money, but we've had some great conversations and some great things come out of these events and
parties. We've built relationships out of it. And
mm-hmm. it always pays for itself.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's more than just that. It's definitely a great time, and you bring people together, and we have some good conversations. But I think it's also, it's kind of an indication of who Gary and I are as business owners and as partners. We take our work seriously, but we take our fun seriously too. Mm-hmm. We want to have a good time. We want people to really understand that while we take ourselves seriously, we also don't. That's why I walk into all these bear traps.
You do.
Yeah,
you do.
It's fun.
That's a running joke. Yeah. Because you're so serious and put together, and then this guy puts down a bear trap verbally, and you're just like,
great. My shins are broken. Yeah. I mean, they have just been broken. Yeah. Practically an amputee at this point.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, speaking of partying in Puerto Rico, let's go drink. Let's get out of here.
The roof.
Yeah. Let's get to the roof. Let's go get marinated. Where should people go? Where should people go to see more of this stuff, sign up, buy stuff, all that?
Oh, hell, then go anywhere.
rggedu.com.
This is Twitch.